Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for NBT Bancorp, also known by its ticker, NBTB. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a regional banking player, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for NBT Bancorp, a financial institution that might not be a household name like the big Wall Street giants, but still packs a punch in its niche. Let's dive into what makes this company tick. Look at some recent developments, and figure out if it's a solid pick for your portfolio. First, a quick overview for those who might not be familiar with NBT Bancorp. This is a bank holding company based in the U.S., operating primarily in the Northeast, with a focus on community banking. They provide a range of services like retail banking, commercial banking, and wealth management, serving customers across several states. With a market cap in the mid-tier range, and a workforce of dedicated full-time employees, they're a significant player in the regional banking space within the financial services sector. Their mission? To deliver personalized banking solutions while maintaining strong community ties. A classic regional bank vibe. Now let's touch on some recent performance and news before we get into the meat of the analysis. Looking at their stock performance, NBT Bancorp has shown mixed results over various timeframes. Short term, the past week and month have been a bit of a roller coaster, but when you zoom out to the 6 month and 1 year marks, there's a clearer trend of how they're holding up against market volatility. Compared to their industry peers in the regional banking space, they're not wildly outperforming or underperforming, which suggests stability, but also raises questions about growth potential. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves, including a notable merger with Evans Bancorp, which has been a focal point in their latest updates. This could be a game changer, and we'll unpack that more as we go through the analysis. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the SWOT framework. I'll keep this conversational and packed with insights, so stick with me as we break down what's working for NBT Bancorp, what's holding them back, Seth, and where they could be headed in the long run. Strengths: solid financial performance. Let's start with the good stuff. According to their latest earnings call for Q2 2025, NBT Bancorp reported a net income of $22.5 million. That's a decent haul for a regional player, showing they're generating consistent profits. Their revenue streams, as seen in their income statements, are holding steady with gross profit margins that reflect a healthy core business. For long-term investors, this kind of stability in net income and operating cash flow is a green flag. It means they've got the cash to weather storms. Strong regional presence. NBT Bancorp has carved out a nice niche in the Northeast. Their focus on community banking gives them a loyal customer base, which is evident from their revenue breakdowns by geographic segments. They're not trying to compete with the national giants. Instead, they're dominating their local markets, which reduces risk and builds trust. A big plus for steady, long-term growth. Attractive dividend yield. One thing that jumps out from their key metrics is a competitive dividend yield. For income-focused investors in our audience, this is a sweet spot. They're paying out consistent dividends, as seen in their cash flow statements with net dividends paid, which signals confidence in their cash reserves and a commitment to rewarding shareholders over time. Effective capital management. Diving into their balance sheet, NBT Bancorp shows a balanced approach to liquidity with a solid current ratio and quick ratio. They've got enough cash and equivalents to cover short-term obligations, which is reassuring. Plus, their return on equity, ROE, is respectable, indicating they're using shareholders' money efficiently to generate profits. Weaknesses: limited growth in revenue. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. While their net income looks okay, revenue growth over recent years, as per their income statements, isn't exactly setting the world on fire. For a company in a competitive sector, this lack of top-line expansion could signal they're struggling to attract new business or expand their market share. Long-term investors need to see more aggressive growth here to justify holding for decades. High debt levels. Another red flag is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side when you peek at their key metrics. Too much debt can be a burden, especially if interest rates climb or if economic conditions tighten. Their balance sheet shows significant liabilities, and while they're managing it for now, this could limit their flexibility for future investments or acquisitions. Underwhelming stock performance relative to sector. When you stack NBT Bancorp's performance against the broader financial sector, or even their specific industry, they're not exactly leading the pack. Over the past year and even 5 years, their returns lag behind some sector benchmarks. For investors chasing alpha, this might not be the most exciting play in the space. Dependence on regional markets. While their regional focus is a strength, it's also a double-edged sword. Their revenue is heavily tied to specific geographic areas, as seen in their geo-segment data. If those local economies take a hit, think recession or demographic shifts, NBT Bancorp could feel the pain more than a diversified national bank. Opportunities, strategic mergers and acquisitions. Let's talk about the big news from their Q2 2025 earnings call, the merger with Evans Bancorp. Management is laser-focused on integrating this deal, and if executed well, it could expand their footprint, boost revenue, and improve economies of scale. For long-term investors, this is the kind of move that could transform a steady player into a regional powerhouse. Keep an eye on how this plays out over the next few quarters. Focus on core markets. The earnings call also highlighted their intent to explore growth opportunities in existing markets. This isn't flashy, but it's smart. Deepening penetration in areas where they're already strong could yield higher margins and customer retention without the risks of overextending into unfamiliar territory. Improving valuation metrics. Looking at their forward PE ratios, there's a suggestion that the stock might be reasonably valued compared to historical levels, with analyst estimates showing a tighter range between high and low forward PE. If they can capitalize on operational improvements or market tailwinds, this could attract value investors looking for a bargain in the financial sector. Rising interest rate environment. While not directly mentioned in the data, their business model as a bank could benefit from a higher interest rate environment, which often boosts net interest margins for regional players like NBT Bancorp. If they manage their loan portfolio well, this could be a sneaky catalyst for earnings growth down the line. Threats, economic downturn risks. Let's get real. Regional banks like NBT Bancorp are often more exposed to local economic conditions. If we see a broader slowdown or recession, their loan defaults could spike and revenue from core markets could dry up. Their balance sheet shows they've got some buffer, but it's still a concern for long-term holders. Competitive pressure in banking. The financial services industry is cutthroat, with big national banks, fintech disruptors, and other regionals all vying for the same customers. NBT Bancorp's middling performance compared to industry averages, especially in metrics like price to earnings, suggests they're not standing out. They need to innovate or risk losing ground. Integration risks with mergers. While the Evans Bancorp merger is an opportunity, it's also a threat if things go south. Mergers are tricky. Cultural clashes, operational hiccups, or unexpected costs could derail the benefits. The earnings call sounded optimistic, but long-term investors should watch for updates on how smoothly this integration progresses. Regulatory and interest rate uncertainty. Banks live and die by regulation and monetary policy. Any tightening of rules or unexpected shifts in interest rates could squeeze their margins or force costly compliance changes. While their current ratios look fine, sustained pressure here could impact profitability. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. NBT Bancorp is a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, they've got a stable foundation with decent financials, a nice dividend yield, and a strategic merger that could pay off big time. On the other hand, their revenue growth is sluggish, debt levels are concerning, and they're vulnerable to regional economic swings and competitive pressures. For me, the key to watch is how they execute on the Evans Bancorp integration and whether they can spark some top-line growth in their core markets. If you're a conservative investor who loves income and stability, this might be worth a closer look. But if you're hunting for high-growth stories, you might want to temper expectations. As always, remember that investing is a long game. Don't just chase short-term trends, but think about where NBT Bancorp could be in 5 or 10 years. Stay tuned for more deep dives like this, and make sure to check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, you can find the bullet point version of this SWOT on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about NBT Bancorp's future? Let's keep the conversation going.